This week's News AF podcast is sponsored by our friends over at True Car. If you're looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with terms like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for, but what does that actually mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, and dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you're really looking for is a price that actually means something. Introducing True Price from True Car. Now you can know exactly what you'll pay for the car that you want, including the fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. True Car dealers will show you the true price on cars like the one that you want, all from the comfort of home. And how do you know if your true price is a great price? Because True Car shows you what other people paid for the car that you want. And your certified dealer knows this, so they set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy that new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here once again to talk to you about the most interesting news stories for the week of January 23rd, 2018, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. The Actual Factual News team is here once again to talk to you about all the news that's happening in the world, the important stuff only, here today on News AF. And here at the top of the show, let me introduce to you a man who has eaten zero Tide Pods this week, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Really well. It was hard for me to refrain from eating the Tide Pods, but I was like, I got to do it for the listeners.
So Don't do it. And a man who won't even allow the Tide Pods in his house, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Tide Pod free for,
since,
you know, 2003. I like that. Tide Pod free since 2003.
Yeah.
Sober.
Good. Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah. They should. Will they have some sort of 12-step program for helping kids beat the Tide Pod addiction?
Yeah, I think they will.
Actually, I don't think anybody is addicted to the Tide Pods. I think that unanimously people ate one and then said, I'll never do this again.
I think people are addicted to the attention.
Can there be a 12-step program for people addicted to attention?
Not as long as there's the internet. You know,
China's running camps that help people try to beat those addictions. I think more people have died at those camps than have died from the Tide Pods.
Yeah. What, the attention camps?
Well, internet addiction camps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We
porn addiction camps. Yeah, they have those as well. And do they work, Danny?
Results, getting information from China is kind of hard. but I'm just going to say yes, because why not?
Is that a big problem? No. People addicted to the internet in China, Danny?
It's a big problem everywhere.
It's a big problem everywhere. I mean, they've got the great firewall of China that prohibits them from looking at the greatest content, but they still have a lot of content. There's a lot of people out there with their social media apps cranking out great material.
Heck, right.
Half of the fail videos I see come from China. A lot of the dash cam videos come from China. So they're putting out their fair share of content. They've got to be addicted.
I got the least addictive personality, and I still have a hard time with the internet. But this is where my non-addiction comes in. If you were to take it away from me, I'd be like, that's cool, whatever. But
is that right that you have the least addictive personality?
Well, I mean, you're addicted to my personality, so I'm not sure the term is correct. But what I'm saying is, I could do like black tar heroin every day for a year and then just be like,
I'm over it.
Yeah.
Tyson does love snacks, though. You might be addicted to snacks.
Yeah.
Ask me when the last time I had a snack was.
Well, it doesn't mean you can't beat addictions. Maybe you went to China to a snack camp.
No, it means that I'm fine without snacks. Okay. If snacks aren't available, I don't break out into the sweats and the shakes.
Or go rob family members of their checkbooks to pay for snacks.
Correct. Steal from my mom's purse.
What about chameleon spin?
My one vice, Rob. That's my one vice.
Yeah, way to find it. We search long enough.
I quit slot machines.
You're out?
As soon as poker became more profitable than slot machines, I stopped.
Gambling.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, gambling also not. Okay. I haven't played poker in months. I like playing poker, but I don't have to play poker.
Hmm.
You're
My biggest addiction is watching TV, and there's not even anything good on. I just, it's the thing to do at night.
Yeah. What's your favorite show?
I hate all of them.
Do you hate all of them? Do you have one go-to show? Do you watch an old show?
Do I watch an old show?
Yeah.
I don't have any go-to shows. The Bachelor is crap this year.
I agree.
Peter should have been our Bachelor, and he wasn't, and that's upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a go-to show right now. We just finished watching the second season of Stranger Things, but yeah, there isn't a show where I was like, oh, I'm really glad I saw that because I couldn't have lived without that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, speaking of shows you can't live without, News AF, we are ready to get into this week's top stories at this hour. And perhaps when we look back at the great robot-human wars, we will think back to the moment in which the first shot was fired, which happened this week when Fabio the robot, who worked at an Edinburgh, Scotland supermarket, was fired this week, Danny.
Oh, great.
A shop bot.
Why? What was the reason for his firing?
So
he was freaking the customers out.
Yeah, he was. Well,
that's,
I think,
no reason to fire someone. That reflects poorly upon us.
That every time I go grocery shopping, employees are freaking me out.
Yeah, I'd much rather see a robot than a mm-hmm. person.
Yeah, well, he was confusing the customers that he existed to be able to tell people where they could find things. And he had problems hearing people. He was giving very generic information. And basically, he was useless and they had to take him offline, Tyson.
That's just like a regular grocery store employee. Are you kidding me? Can you tell me where to find the unsalted butter? Yeah, it's between aisles 12 and 89.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what about, I don't know if we have that. You'll have to ask the inventory guy in front of the computer at the front. Well, where's he? I don't know. On break. God damn it.
yeah, this could be...
They programmed him to act like an employee.
Yeah.
The problem is, that's the problem is employees probably programmed him. They're like, we got to put into his index where all the items are, but we don't even know.
Yeah.
So they gave a bunch of bad information. Maybe the robot was getting high as well, during his time off.
How do robots get high? What do you think they do? Like, is it electric or is it more?
Oh, it has to be electric. They put their finger in the socket.
Is that what it is?
Themselves with a belt.
Riding that high.
It's not like an app they could run to get high?
Oh, they could. Yeah, there probably are some apps or
maybe
viruses.
Tide Pods actually get robots high. The dust.
Yeah.
Mm. It's hard. Well, that's why dishwashers love it so much.
Yeah.
They just gobble that crap up. but by the way, there was a study recently done locally here by some professors that showed that robots are better at compromise than humans.
That makes sense.
And so, yeah.
And so, yeah, it does make sense because they're not fueled by jealousy or greed or all those other things that poison human interactions.
Not yet.
So it seems like robot managers might be ideal, mm-hmm. but keep the humans as employees. So the managers are solving all of the problems, striking compromises like crazy all over the place, but keep the humans doing the grunt work.
Yeah.
Now, when you say better at compromise, do you mean that they just bend to every whim? Because that's not really compromise, but I can see you programming a robot to do what you're bidding. So you're just like, hey, robot, we're going to do this. Very well, sir. Hey, robot, we're going to do this. Very well, sir.
Well, the study was between robots talking to themselves to solve problems, and they were more likely to work with each other to solve a problem than humans were.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so, I've long said that I think we should elect all of the robots to our government. And I think that we would get a lot more, many more things done. And I think it would be a lot more productive.
I totally agree. What we had happen over last weekend would never take place if we had robot leadership.
No, there would be no especially, government shutdown with a robot government.
Especially with the study on compromise.
Unless the robots shut down because of mechanical problems. Then we could have a government shutdown.
Or if they're all putting their finger in plugs and choking themselves with belts instead of actually tending to the government, that could be bad too.
Mm-hmm. Or going to robot brothels. Here's the thing, though, is that if that happened and someone were to start electrical warfare on us,
Oh, somebody can hack our politicians.
Or shut all of them down at once.
Yeah.
I don't think we'd be any worse off than what we have right now.
Yeah. Probably be better.
Yeah.
A bunch of robots sitting in Congress with no power is better than humans fully charged on like Red Bull.
And then the guy who's in charge is the actor from that show.
Let's just do
which show?
24.
Oh, Jack Bauer.
He's the designated survivor. Yeah.
He's the designated survivor after all the robots are gone.
Yeah, maybe they should have one. That's a good idea. So the government is run by robots, but we have a human designated survivor. No,
we have a robot designated survivor followed by a human designated survivor.
So is it like Westworld? Should it be the guy who built all the robots? Is he the one person?
No, because he could initiate the shutdown.
Evil, bro.
Yeah, evil.
They're always evil. It's got to be some guy who is not aware that he has that position.
He doesn't even know about robots.
Yeah. He doesn't know anything about robots. He's completely unaware that he's third in line for the presidency. And then if it happens, they're like, you are now the president.
Does he get elected that guy or a girl?
No. He steps in.
Okay. Nope. He's chosen by the robots at random. Yes. Using their compassion.
Their algorithm. Not at random. They choose the most logical, person in the world because they can optimize all of that by reading brain waves
and Twitter.
You know, body temperature and taking core temperatures and everything.
Probing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now Fabio the robot was fired. That's the story they're giving us about how that it was very confusing for the customers. But
let's hear from Fabio. What did he say?
We don't have an interview with Fabio. But
they silenced him.
It says here in this article that he was initially a hit with the shoppers who were liking that his greeting of hello, gorgeous, and would offer to hug the customers at the supermarket.
No. That's fine and well until you start getting the ScarJo robot starts making sexual advances at you while you're at the grocery store.
I think it's okay for the robots to do that as long as they don't have genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. They're just these kind of...
As long as they're neutral.
They're neutral.
Or maybe even if it's more of like a toddler child like hug instead of like an adult peer-to-peer hug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe we should just program them to do side hugs.
Hello, gorgeous.
And by the way, the obvious drug for a robot, I just realized, is computer duster.
Okay.
It works on humans and robots.
Oh, my goodness. They're huffing. The one thing that humans and robots can share. The currency of the future.
They'll be out in the back hitting the computer duster together.
Yeah. This is the currency of the future.
Yeah. Now, what do you think of the name Fabio for a robot? Feels like a weird name, Tyson, to name a robot Fabio.
Not great.
Did he have long hair?
No, he didn't have long hair. And it's not like it's like Fabio in like all caps, like it's an acronym for something. He just seemed like that's what they decided to name him. He doesn't look like the actor Fabio or even the survivor.
Hmm.
The real Fabio got hit in the face with a seagull on a roller coaster.
Recently.
I hope that doesn't happen. A little while ago. It was pretty popular when it happened. I don't think it's a great name. I think you could name it something cuter. Because these initial greet robots should be cute.
They should be, or should they be like ShopMart 1000?
Yeah, I think that's a cute name for a greeting robot.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, should this just be an app? Do we need a robot that's walking around the store?
Yes.
They have an app. Home Depot has an app like that because you know how all of their employees are insufficient? Their employees are now trained to just tell you about the app.
Yeah.
Look, what you want to do is you slowly have to warm people up. You can't all of a sudden stock your store in completely with robots. That'll be shocking. So you just warm people up to the idea. It's like a mental back rub.
Yeah.
You're just getting them used to the idea that there might be a robot there. Then you slowly introduce more and more robots. And before you know it, where did all the humans go?
Yeah. Danny, what's going on with this Amazon grocery store? Have you read about this?
I was just looking at that. It seemed like there was some confusion in the checkout as to whether or not items have been paid for.
Yeah, Tyson, have you looked at anything? Through. Yeah, you just walk out with your stuff, right?
Yeah.
Is that good? Do you like that?
Yeah, it's good. I think it probably prevents theft a little bit, maybe. I don't know. You can probably peel the tags off of your items and just go. But it is nice because then you don't have the line, right? It eliminates the line.
How does it work? Do you just like jam. You like scan your card like when you go through, like a Metro card, like getting on the subway?
No,
and then
I think you have your phone and stuff on you, and it's like, oh, this is so-and-so. And then when you go through, I don't know. I didn't read any of it.
With the stuff.
Heard the premise and been deducted from my own reasoning. Most optimal way to do it.
This is the way. This is the problem with humans, right? This is actually a great idea. No checkout. No
robots.
Stupid chip. No chip slider. Phone. It's just like easy, simple. You walk in, you walk out, you're charged. But somehow humans, being the dicks that they are, will completely ruin this concept.
They'll ruin it. Okay, well, we'll see if that ends up being the pathway to the future, where you just walk into a store, take what you want, get charged, and then leave.
I don't like this. If humans are screwing this up, that means they're also going to screw up automated cars.
Oh, yeah. At first, it's going to be really hard. When the first couple deaths, by the way, are going to really hold back automated cars. When in reality, what is it, 30,000 people a year die in automobile accidents? But if you even have one person die, get hit by a robot car and die, people are going to lose their minds. And that's the problem with humans. They really have a hard time accepting change, especially when it's change where like nobody sees anybody in the front seat. That's too mind-blowing for a human.
Yeah. Once the robot government takes over, then they'll end up figuring all that stuff out. So we want to talk about a woman who is being called the serial stowaway, where she was actually caught this week at the Chicago O'Hare Airport. She was on her way to London when, for the 10th time, they have found her on a plane without a ticket and have had to throw her off. The question is, Tyson, how many times has she successfully been on the plane without a ticket?
So crazy, dude. She's like a 65-year-old woman or something. Yeah. And she gets through security, first of all, and then she gets onto a plane without a ticket.
Yeah.
You want to know what? The age works for her.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm confused. I don't know where I am. Oh, is this my plane, Sonny? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, just get out of here.
Yeah.
In the article, it says she tried to get on a flight to somewhere else and they stopped her. So then she spent the night in the airport and jumped on the flight to London the next day.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, no, man, you need a ticket for this plane. This isn't like one of the old planes that you just would get on. Whoever got here first, you need a ticket. Like, oh, I'm so confused.
Oh, well, I haven't flown since 1942.
I'm still coming down from my computer duster high.
Yeah. 10 times they've caught her. 10 times.
Yeah. Well, what do you do? She's 66.
Scariest thing is it shows how easy it can be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like how many people have I flown with that haven't had a ticket? I've been at the gate recently where there's been somebody there and they're just like saying goodbye to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady's like, how did you get back here? And they're like, I just walked past security with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, but did you, can't do it without special permission. And they're like, oh, I just came through.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, you need to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, crazy.
Yeah. She's been busted a bunch of times. She was busted back in 2014, trying to go from San Jose to Los Angeles. She got sentenced with a year behind bars. And then she got probation to a nursing home, Danny.
Oh, that's worse than prison, I think.
I mean, she's only 66.
Yeah, that's why they sent her to this is your future.
That's the punishment.
This is just look at yourself. This is you looking at in the mirror and seeing your future self.
Yeah. I mean, it's unclear if she has some sort of a mental issue that she's on some sort of mental health probation, but it's unclear whether she's like the ultimate grifter or if she's actually like confused. Like, where is she going?
She's the ultimate grifter.
She's the catch me if you can. She's the real catch me if you can.
What they need to do is connect her and the barefoot bandit and just see what happens.
Mm.
Have them breed and create the ultimate I just wonder if that's how it works. It could create the ultimate grifter.
Yeah. Because she's not just on the plane without a ticket. I mean, she had to get through all of this security. Yes. You would feel like at this time when security is tighter than ever, like how is she getting through all of these checkpoints?
Well, if she goes around during like a big group or a rush, she just kind of sneaks through and through like the line in the back.
Oh, that's my family.
Yeah.
By the way, just keep in mind that all that security is an illusion. It's meant to make you think you're safe.
Yeah, it's all an illusion.
It really doesn't do anything for you.
It's all an illusion.
Why do you say that, Danny?
Because there have been studies where like 9 out of 10 dangerous items during inspections have gotten through security. Fake grenades, fake rocket launchers, fake whatever, pistols.
Yeah.
So they're not really catching.
But those, maybe they knew they were fake grenades. They're like, okay, well, fake grenade on the plane.
Even a fake dud grenade is supposed to be, I mean, come on. Oh, that grenade's fake. Nope, that one's real. You can tell. Yeah, so it's just the illusion of security with added hassle. That's all we've got right now.
Look, if you feel more safe, Danny, that psychologically, that does something for you, then it's working.
But the rage, the blood pressure.
Yeah,
I feel safe on the plane, but I feel like I might die early because of my anger issues.
Yeah, that's how I am.
Yeah.
Rachel's always like, you hate traveling. And I was like, no, I hate everything leading up to getting to where I'm going. Mm-hmm. But everything before that is the worst part of my life.
This is why Johnny Depp spends $2 million a month. He does it basically to avoid traveling with the public.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Yeah. Is that how much he spends, Danny?
Yeah. Supposedly he has a $2 million a month habit. And a lot
even
of
after his divorce?
Fight. Well, he's burned through almost $600 million.
Yes.
What is his habit?
His habit is avoiding people, and private planes will really suck the cash from your wallet. It's like a big cash vacuum.
Yeah. So what do you suggest he do?
Well, eventually he's just going to have to buckle down and start flying with the unwashed masses.
The normies. Yeah,
norms. There'll be Pirates of the Caribbean 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
He will do that just so he doesn't have to fly economy.
Yeah.
I heard there's another one coming out.
Oh, thank goodness. I was like, when is the next one going to come out? I got to get into theaters right now.
I saw Johnny Depp at the airport the other day. Got to get another one.
Yeah.
You better watch out. That lady is going to end up on his private plane pretty soon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How would that be if Kim and Kanye are just sitting on their private jet? The old lady strolls in.
Mm-hmm. Like, is this my flight?
Lost puppy.
Guys, let me see that baby. What's its name? Boise?
Yeah. Is this plane going to Chicago?
Oh, I thought this was my flight to Chicago. I was headed west. Okay. There is a man who seems to have a real fascination with donuts. Not only is he the champion of a 2014 competitive eating donut contest, but he has also now 2 times been arrested for robbing a donut store, Danny.
Whoa. I love donuts. Maybe he's just addicted to holes.
Wait, what?
Maybe he's just addicted to holes.
Okay.
Just saying, that's a possibility.
That is a possibility.
You mean like the actual holes in the donut or like the little donut hole treats?
No, the holes in the donuts.
Okay.
It's interesting because even though this object has given him his entire identity, donut eating champion.
Yes.
He still tries to take and take and take from it.
Yeah. Right.
You want to know why? Because he peaked in 2014 and he's trying to gain back what he's lost since then. He's
trying to feel that high.
Yeah. He peaked, at the age of like 18 or 17. That's pretty early to peak, by the
way. That's very early.
And so now it's all downhill. He's just trying to regain what he lost.
Isn't this like when OJ got arrested for stealing back his Heisman trophy, where it was like, he was celebrated for winning this thing and then he tried to go and steal it.
Yep. Yeah.
With like a murder in the middle.
By the way,
with like a bunch of murders.
Yeah.
Probably even a bunch of murders we don't even know about.
Tyson could break his record. Listen to this. In just
it's not
two
that impressive.
Time. This guy devoured 8 glazed donuts? What?
Nah, I could do that.
In 2 minutes.
How many minutes?
2.
Two.
Oh. easy.
He must have been competing against just himself. He was the only one who signed up for the contest.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody else was like, "No, I'll feel sick afterwards." He's like, "I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care. I'm just casing the joint."
If only this guy was a cartoon character, that he would have like a lucrative endorsement deal right now between that he's obsessed with donuts and he's stealing the donuts and he's eating the donuts. You would have all of the donut shops lining up to make this guy their spokesperson.
What would be
Rob,
a good
since
name
you're the him. Best. Yeah, Rob, I was going to have Rob name him because Rob's the best at this type of stuff. On the spot, Rob, you're on the spot right now.
The donut delinquent.
That's pretty
See,
good.
There you
That's
go.
Good place
that
to
is
start.
Yeah. Good.
So it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the donut hole hooligan.
The donut holer.
The donut holer. I'll punch a hole in that donut with my mouth.
Yeah. Kelly wants to know, are we sure this guy isn't Guy Fieri? Is that possible?
It's definitely possible.
Not enough white. He's got a lot of dark hair.
Oh, there's no bleach tips. He doesn't have bleach tips.
No glazed tips.
How about Mr. Glazy?
Mr. Glazy? Sure.
Or the glazer?
Yeah. He's also a grazer. Yeah.
The glazer grazer?
Mm-hmm.
Super glaze?
Yeah. Well, whatever. I hope this guy gets all the donuts he ever wants. In the slammer.
All right. Well, he ends up facing felony safe cracking and felony larceny. After
he thought they were keeping donuts in the safe.
I don't know.
That must be where they keep the real good donuts.
Yeah. Hard to say. Mm-hmm. Hard to say. And then another man who was getting in trouble, not so much for a craving for donuts, but he was craving Taco Bell as he was drunk behind the wheel of his car and thought he took his car into the Taco Bell drive-thru. But instead, he was at the drive-thru of a Bank of America, Danny.
I don't think they started serving tacos at the Bank of America.
No,
they should, but that's should also when you know to two. Get all of your money out.
Actually, this is a good idea. Merge the bank with the taco because those little vacuum delivery devices could hold a taco or two.
Mm-hmm.
So why not have a bank taco establishment?
Well, why don't the banks stop handing out suckers and start handing out free tacos?
I agree. That's what I'm saying. It's a taco delivery system plus a safe place to put your money.
Too many of these adult-centric businesses focus on pleasing the children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Bergen doesn't give almost any money to the bank at all yet.
Right.
When we go there, there's suckers for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, what about me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about you, Tyson? I think this is a good place to start the discussion.
Yeah. Every time I go in to like get a withdrawal or do something, I should get a slice of za and a taco. Mm-hmm.
Would you guys eat a bank taco? Because when I go to the bank, they have like coffee out, but it looks like it's the worst coffee I've ever seen. They've got like the powdered creamer. It is not look like that. It is anything I would want to ingest.
You would have to just to get your money's worth. It's like one of those things on principle where you're like, oh, I don't want this taco. I know how bad it's got mayonnaise in
also,
it. Who puts mayonnaise in a taco? But that's if I don't eat it, somebody else is going to. And then they're getting – you're essentially like getting a 1% or 2% return now on your money if you eat a taco.
That's what I was going to say. Open a savings account with us. You'll get like, what, 1.5% interest on your account. But you'll also get a one taco a month that you can cash in at any time. Build up to 12 tacos at the end of the year. Just take your taco every time you go in. I think that could be an attractive offer.
Yeah, even if you take it and throw it away, that's just like you've got to capitalize on it.
Yep.
What if we started a bank?
How do you start banks? I think the first thing you need is a giant vault with one of those cool doors.
Yeah, that is the no. I think you can build it all on make-believe now. Just be like, oh, we've got $1 trillion in this vault. And everybody's like, oh, that makes me feel safe and comfortable. Well, just don't let anybody ever look in the vault.
Yeah. And then who's going to make the tacos?
You can, Rob.
The taco.
Like you'd probably be good at making tacos.
I don't want to make the tacos.
Oh, the taco bot.
TacoBot makes the robots, and then
4,000.
Boy, yeah. I don't know. I think there's a lot of like federal regulations involved.
Look, the TacoBot doesn't have hepatitis.
Yeah,
the
and he's not touching his genitalia syphilis. Every time he has to relieve himself. He's the got taco- the cleanest, most sanitary. His hands are always at 375 degrees. Makes them sterile completely.
And he can cook raw meat in his open palm.
Yeah. Cooked. Loop.
I like the idea of the taco bot.
The taco bot is great.
Scabs.
Right. But getting involved in the banking industry, I'm not sure about that.
So you're saying like we should just invent the taco bot 4,000 and
not to banks?
Right. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, we can either sell it to banks or we can
or
do
take
something.
It to the sloth terrarium.
Yeah. One or the other. So this guy, he drove his car. He's in Tampa, and he drove his car to the drive-through of the bank, and then passed out behind the wheel. And then the bank manager took a long time to wake him up. But then, upon waking him, he started ordering burritos.
Naturally,
this is what the bank manager should have done. If I were the bank manager. Okay, sir, I'll have your order right with you. That's $125.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then make him wait, just run and grab it and keep the extra hundo.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah. Right?
By the way, there is an unemployed robot that we could get right into the taco bot business.
Could we reprogram him? Fabio?
Yeah, are his hands designed to burn at that temperature?
No, but that's easy. We just take a couple of open wires, hook them to a car battery, and we know that as long as we string it up right, his hands will always be burning hot.
Yeah. Okay. That the Girl Scout cookie or the Girl Scouts of America have announced a deal now with Yoplait yogurt to have a Girl Scout cookie flavored yogurt. Tyson, are you in on this?
When is Big Yogurt going to stop trying to make yogurt taste good? Get it out of our faces. Give me ice cream. Give me something else delicious. It's all it's going to do is ruin the flavor of Girl Scout cookies for everyone. When they're like, oh, Girl Scout cookie yogurt, that sounds, it's too tart and it's, no, that's not right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your yogurt out of my face. Stop trying to sell its health benefits on me. You're not fooling anybody.
Danny, can we get some of the Girl Scouts going door to door to sell this yogurt?
Can you keep it out in the open? I mean, on a hot summer day, is it a good thing to have in the back of a wagon? Mm. Your red flyer wagon, a bunch of yogurt.
Yeah. What season do they sell the cookies? Is it the summer?
I think
maybe
so.
Maybe if it's the winter, that'll be no problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is kind of a life hack. All of those cookies, you can actually buy knockoffs that are just as good from different brands for a third of the price.
Yeah, but you're not supporting the Girl Scouts.
Well, you're not supporting the corporate office employees of the Girl Scouts. Yes, you're right.
The million-dollar paychecks of those in charge.
Yeah.
Wow. Tyson.
Just blew the lid right off of it, bro.
Yeah. What are they called? Do they have like knockoff names?
No, the Keebler's makes one. That's the Samoas, which are the most delicious ones. They're like Coconut Dreams or something.
Coconut Dreams.
Yeah. They even got a better name for it.
Do they make a Samoas? Yogurt?
Why are they naming a cookie after a country?
Mm. Yeah.
Especially if that country doesn't make that cookie.
Yeah, but they do have coconuts like there.
So lots of places have coconuts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to tell you guys.
All right. So we're not in on the Girl Scout cookie yogurt line. That's
Just because I'm not in doesn't mean you guys can't be in if you want to be
it
in.
It does. No, it does. I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I'm glad we stuck together. And that's our new premise. That's our new. We set a bar. We always have to stick together, guys. Just us three.
Yeah.
Even if the world's against us.
Let me tell you guys this story. This is a late story that I just added to our notes about the YouTuber who was very upset. Did you hear this story, Tyson? About
that
she wanted a free hotel stay, and she told the hotel how she's a social media influencer. And she would like to stay at the hotel so that she can review review it on her YouTube channel. And yeah. the hotel basically told her to go F herself.
Shite.
Yeah, they're very awesome. I think it's so stupid that, like, I had this complaint last week. It's not a real job. Being Instagram famous isn't a real job, and people don't care. It's like all just because this- you bought 80 million followers, spent all of your money on getting fake followers, doesn't mean that you get to stay everywhere you go for free.
This just proves what South Park already said about Yelp reviewers on their episode. This is exactly what they were making fun of. These types of people.
Yeah.
It's abusing what you have. Then she went on, though. She did post, didn't she? Something negative about this place, and it got like millions of shares or something.
Yeah, it's all over. It was trending on Twitter. They did a bunch of, I think she gained a bunch of followers. The hotel gained a bunch of followers.
So this was a win-win for everybody. Sides.
Yeah. Yeah. People are saying he shouldn't have been so rude about it. And I was like, he shouldn't have been so rude about it. If I had somebody call my house and ask for something for free out of the blue that I didn't know, that was a stranger, I would be like, how did you get my phone number? Why are you calling me? That's not how my business operates.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it makes me wonder, are we getting enough free stuff?
We're not getting any free stuff.
But we should. Should we be contacting
just people? You want to start advertising Fit Tea on your Instagram?
Well, I think that we should get Fabio just to kind of push out, emails to people, just constantly saying we were threatening. By the way, this is a thinly veiled threat, right? Basically, let me in or else I have all these people and I'll talk about, your restaurant in a bad way or your whatever. It's a threat. She's bullying. She's being a bully.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so we'll have Fabio just spam the crap out of everyone and see how much free stuff we can get, threatening to talk about him on our podcast.
So we'll get like a spam bot?
Well, Fabio.
Yes.
He's not just a faceless spam bot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He has feelings, hopes, and dreams.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I have too much shame to call anywhere and ask for anything for free.
Yeah. Wow.
Like for me to call and be like, hi, I was on Survivor a while ago. You may watch the show. I won it. Anyways, can I stay at your place for free? Mm-hmm. I would feel so ashamed and embarrassed. But these Instagram quote unquote celebrities just feel like they should have everything handed to them. I hope Instagram just tumbles and collapses to the ground so we can get rid of these people.
Yeah.
They would just pick up somewhere else. YouTube.
If I make $1 trillion, I will buy every single medium these people have to reach out and shut it down.
Wow.
I can really do that so nobody can ever gain a large enough following to make money off being a doofus.
So are we stand with the hotel on this one with the White Moose Cafe?
100% I'm with the hotel.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like upset that he used like strong language and it was aggressive like at her, but that's the only way these people get the message. And even still, she didn't get the message. She was like, man, he should have let me stay for free.
Wasn't he in Ireland or something? Where was it?
Yeah.
He's Irish. You got to understand. They don't talk like us.
Right.
Believe me, I lived in Scotland for a while, and the only words I understood for the first couple of weeks were the F word. And I heard it a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just a different culture. So put that through your...
Basically, what ended up happening is that she ended up feeling like she was going to expose them, and then they went over the top and said they were going to expose her. The White Moose Cafe has now banned all bloggers, Danny, from being at their hotel. And on their Facebook page, they're really steering into it. They're posting pictures of like a vat of tears of bloggers. They are really they're sharing news articles. Yes.
Is this hotel owned by Tyson?
They're taking a very Tyson approach.
Yeah. They been listening to Tyson? Tyson, have you been advising this hotel on their social media campaign?
No, they did it on their – they were inspired of God, whichever God that may be, whoever God may be.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it.
Yeah.
They did it. They did what everybody that has a real job and a real life – has wanted to do to a blogger who's full of themselves forever and ever.
Because the blogger that encouraged people to leave them terrible reviews and say, like,
that,
everybody needs to go after these guys. Right.
That is bullying. That is, if you're doing that, and supposedly society's all against bullying, this is just classic. There's no reason for these people to leave bad reviews.
They've never been there.
They've never visited it. They know nothing about it, which, by the way, pisses me off when I come across a review and it's not a verified purchase review. I just discount it on Amazon. It's like, you don't know anything about this product. So she's 22. It sounds like she's reacting like a 22-year-old.
Yeah. Now, they also have merchandise available from the White Moose Cafe. You could get a t-shirt that says, I got exposed in White Moose, and another shirt that says, I demanded freebies at the White Moose Cafe, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Wow. Are they giving those shirts away for free? Because if not, that is not a correct statement.
So they also posted on their Facebook page that all bloggers are banned from our business following the backlash received after asking an unidentified blogger to pay for a hotel room. I have taken the decision to ban all bloggers from our hotel. The sense of entitlement is too strong in the blogging community, and the nastiness and hissy fits and general hate displayed after one of your members was not granted her request for a freebie is giving your whole industry a bad name.
Yeah, but that's not the whole industry giving it a bad name. That is the industry. Oh, I'll give you I have 300 followers, but I bought 700,000 followers, and all of those bots are going to see how cool your place is.
Mm-hmm. So.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I stand with the Moose Knuckle or whatever the cafe's name is.
White Moose Cafe.
The White Moose Knuckle would be. Oh, that's dude, different. I'm just going through this article for the first time, and it's very cringeworthy for her. Mm-hmm. Like it is for most, you know, Instagram celebrities, where I do a lot of cringing watching them.
Yeah, but they don't, because they don't know that about themselves. They think everybody enjoys what they do. Nobody enjoys.
She did a 17-minute video where basically she talks about how humiliating and degrading it was to receive that response.
Yeah.
Wow.
To not get a free room. So humiliated he didn't give me a free room.
Yeah. She's very upset.
This one's for my blogging angels. This one is for anybody who is or aspiring to be a social media influencer. Oh my God. You guys know I never, ever feed into drama. Ever. It's not the sort of person I am. I'm so bad at confrontation.
I'm sure.
Too much.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Anyways.
Oh my God. She's British though, so I was wrong about that. She totally understands the Irish, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And she shouldn't have been surprised at all by the response.
Yeah. Okay. So we will see if Bloggergate continues as more bloggers really strike back against the man and ask for more free stuff.
Yeah, I
maybe this is like the North Korea American situation, but on the internet.
Yeah,
the hardworking blue collar worker against the blogger. That's the war of 2018.
Yeah, I guess the blogger just trying to leech off of the system. The blogging system. The leeches are the bloggers and the Instagrammers.
Mm-hmm. To be honest, I'm only jealous that I myself am not a leecher. Part of me is like, I wish I could leech, because that would mean I could do even less than what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm with Tyson. I'm too self-aware. I can't make that leap.
You have
just
too much
ask
shame.
People for stuff.
I'm not jealous that I'm not a leecher. I'm jealous that people don't give me free stuff just out of the blue.
Yeah, that's
but
what
I could never like this woman. Like, I don't know. It's just the lack of shame and the sense of entitlement you'd have to just ask for free stuff.
Yeah. If only I could take what I had with my parents for years and asking for free stuff without any shame and transfer it to the rest of the population. That if only I could make that move. I think maybe I could get more free stuff, but it's still doubtful. I feel like being an older gentleman, you don't get as much free stuff.
Yeah. Well, I do think that there is an attitude of like, it doesn't hurt to ask. Just ask for free stuff. Maybe you get it.
No, not okay.
Yeah. Where I was taught to don't ask anything from anybody. They're not going to give it to you.
Maybe
who are you?
Gronk,
who are you supposed to be?
Maybe can I have Gronk do a PSA? No, 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 no.
Yeah.
Stop asking for free stuff and eating Tide Pods.
And I hate when people offer to trade me stuff, because they trade. Karen's saying it's a Karen, one of our listeners is saying they consider it a business transaction or a collaboration. And I'm like, yeah, but why don't you just do a collaboration with somebody else to get money and then spend that money
with
on
me.
My thing?
Right.
Like people offer to trade me stuff all the time when I put stuff for sale on the classifieds, like a bicycle or something. They're like, well, will you trade art or guns or something? And I was like, no, but you can sell those and then use that money to buy these if they're worth the equal amount. Otherwise, no.
Right. Say, if I wanted art, I'd go to my parents' house and pick up one of the paintings that's on the floor.
In this exchange, only one person is taking a risk. The blogger is asking the hotel to take a risk and assume that they'll be able to bring in additional business without any kind of promise. Yeah.
Correct.
So at that moment, the hotel guy is probably thinking cash, which is far more versatile, would be a better thing to have than some promise of the, you know, a great future where she's going to bring all these
cash, put it into Bitcoin, which is now at a low. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you've probably made 25,000 times your money in a week and a half.
Right. And just think about that. They didn't even have to give her any free rooms and they got to just publicly shame this blogger. And look at all the publicity they got.
They got more. Well, and Karen actually also posted a comment about how some article did a study that they had both gotten like 5 million in free publicity from all of the news outlets, all the countries it covered everywhere. And I think she said, the owner of the White Moose Knuckle Cafe sent a bill to the blogger for 5 million for the publicity he gained.
This guy knows what he's doing. She barked up the wrong tree.
Yeah. He's so great.
Yeah, he's a pretty good troller. Not as good as our commander in chief troller, but pretty good.
Tyson.
Yes, you, Tyson.
We got a couple of quick Tide Pod updates before we get to Danny's bolt hole. There are all sorts of other businesses that are trying to cash in on the Tide Pod craze, all these millennials eating Tide Pods, that there is a North Carolina donut shop that they are making a Tide Pod donut, Danny. Should he be out there trying to promote the Tide Pod donut that is being sold in Wake and Bake Donuts in North Carolina?
Was he trying to break in to get that recipe? He heard a rumor that there was a Tide Pod recipe going out. He knew it would be big. And he was trying to break into that safe to get that recipe to make his millions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also read about a pizzeria that's doing Tide Pod Bites.
It's Tide Pod Bites, those look gross.
They look disgusting. Yeah. As bad. I'd like the Tide Pod still look more appetizing.
I'd rather eat a Tide Pod than whatever they're making at that pizzeria that's orange and blue.
A donut makes sense in terms of looking like a Tide Pod, but a pizza doesn't. The blue and red does not work well on a pizza.
Well, they asked Rob Gronkowski, would he ever eat a Tide Pod pizza? And this is what he had to say.
No, 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 no.
I thought you were being serious.
Yeah.
And they asked him, and I was hoping his answer was going to be, I regret doing this PSA, because now I just get tons of Tide Pod questions when I should be working towards the Super Bowl.
I think if they replaced the blue with, like, green spinach or something, or basil, then you've got something.
That'd be something. That would be something. There's also a student in your neck of the woods, Danny, a student at Utah State University hospitalized this weekend, even after all the warnings, even after Rob Gronkowski and us and many other media outlets said, don't eat the Tide Pods. This student still ate a Tide Pod and had to go to the hospital.
Maybe they thought it was a government conspiracy, just like, so many others, where the Tide Pod will give you some kind of superpower or help you keep yourself awake. They just thought, there's too many people telling me not to. So I think the opposite is probably the right answer here.
There should be some sort of a social media influencer that should write to Tide and say that they will then, because they will try to maybe, what should they do? Should they try say that they will not eat a Tide Pod on their YouTube channel if Tide gives them a lot of money?
Let's see how they can do this properly. I know what you're going for. There has to be a perfect combination of threat.
Maybe that's how Gronk got the endorsement from Tide.
Was it an endorsement or did they just ask him?
I don't know. I'm not sure how he got involved in any of this.
I bet you what it was. They said, look, if the Patriots make it to the Super Bowl, you're going to get a lot of hate. Why don't you counteract some of that hate by doing this PSA?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what it was.
Okay. Tom Brady would never eat a Tide Pod either. It doesn't fit into his dietary restrictions.
Anything unless his weird doctor.
Witch doctor.
His witch doctor.
Yes.
Tells him what to eat.
Yes. All right. Danny, let's get into your bolt hole and what's hiding in there.
Okay.
Ooh, what is hiding in
Welcome
there?
Welcome to my bolt hole.
You'll know shortly.
I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you be loud.
You know, one of the other detergent companies should come out and say that Tide wants people to eat the Tide Pods, that they should really like try to if this was politics, they would like Cheer would come out with an ad like Tide detergent is poisoning kids all across America. They're trying to make kids eat their detergent. That's why they started the Tide Challenge.
This is what they need to do. They need to have like somebody famous who's like way past their like understanding the internet start doing like the planking and all that stuff. The second like Hillary Clinton or somebody.
Right when she did the what was it? The everybody's frozen. What they call that challenge?
The frozen one.
Yeah.
Once they do that challenge. So once somebody like that, like if we had like George Clooney do a video where you could tell that he thought he was so cool.
Yeah. And if he did a Tide Pod,
it would kill it completely.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, guys, I've got two stories.
Yes.
One is kind of, I'm going to just bypass. It's a heavy AI story. You know, I don't want to spook anybody.
Okay.
The other one's a nice fluff piece.
Good.
You know, there's lots of beauty contests. Let's go safe. There's a lot of beauty contests around the world. We have Miss America, Miss Universe, and it's not just humans who enjoy those types of showcases. There's also animals like Best in Show. But I didn't know this. There is actually a camel beauty contest.
Oh.
Yeah, in Saudi Arabia, there's a beauty contest for camels. And if you, maybe it's a good way to go out and enjoy a Saturday, maybe make some money betting, you know, for the right beautiful camel. But unfortunately, even the world of camel beauty contests has been tainted because 12 camels have been disqualified for using Botox.
What are they Botoxing? The hump?
So they Botox the lips. And by the way,
plump those up.
This is a 28-day festival and the prizes are worth millions. So these camel prizes are probably better than the Miss America and Miss Universe prizes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who has the hottest camel?
Yeah,
but do you have as high a chance of getting sexually harassed?
Well, the thing is, the camels can be as slutty as they want, and it doesn't reflect poorly upon their crown should they win, right? Mm-hmm. So, 12 camels were disqualified for using Botox. And it's just – it's sad to see the world of camel beauty contests fall to that level.
No, it should really come down to the talent and the, you know, the interview questions of the camels. I mean, I don't know why we have to sexualize the camels.
So they have those sections as well. They have a section for obedience.
Yes.
They have a section, I even think, for athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
So those sections were still covered. But when it got to like the – basically their version – of the swimsuit section, it's just people went too far. They pumped up those lips. They just sometimes waning is too much.
You think that they would judge this whole contest off the toes?
The camel toes, and I would also say the humps.
Yeah. Well, okay. They've already had to get rid of all of the hump implants that people were doing. I like, you know, nice natural camel.
You natural don't want an augmented hump.
Yeah. It looks too fake when they start doing implants on the humps.
By the way, I think more people attend this festival than most of these other pageants. They had 300,000 people attend this camel, you know, whatever, camel club, whatever festival.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big deal. Prizes in the millions. I mean,
and what
maybe
else
it's time
to
get
do?
To the camel game.
Sure.
before everybody else finds out
should,
about it.
Should we ask someone for a free camel so we can get this started? Like, who could we email and say, we are influencers in the podcast world.
Yeah.
And we demand that you give us a camel that we can enter into this beauty contest. Well, no Botox.
Obviously. Let me just say, I don't want a camel. I don't want to keep it at my house.
Well, we have to keep it at your house. I think it would die up here.
Why?
Because I think it's climate. Better climate.
No,
there's camels. There's Tyson's camels in the Utah desert that live in the winter, dude.
Okay.
Oh, Tyson, I'm in the desert.
Yeah. Should live so at Tyson's house.
I have the smallest backyard. I have the smallest backyard.
Yeah. Would Bergen like a camel ride?
Yes. She's ridden a camel before.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So you're perfectly situated to receive several camels should we threaten someone correctly and actually get a couple camels out of the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're social media influencers. I'm going to have to change my tag on Twitter because I actually changed it last night to not a social media influencer. But if we want to get these camels, I'm going to have to take not to off the back. Front of it. Yeah.
And by the way, I guarantee you that this is going to hurt the numbers of the first showing of the Emoji Movie. If you have all these people out here at the Camel Festival, mm-hmm. I mean, how is that going to affect the release of the Emoji Movie in Saudi Arabia?
All these hot camels. Yeah.
Yeah. Because people are like, I could go see a movie about emojis or I could go check out these hot camels, their camel humps and toes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's okay to call a camel sexy, right?
I think in some parts of the world, it's acceptable. Yes.
Is there a Mr. Okay. Hot Camel contest?
Honestly, I'm looking at all these pictures of camels and I don't know how to tell between the two sexes of camels.
Yeah. So
probably their genitalia.
Yeah, but none of the pictures properly expose those parts of the camel.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Yeah. It looks like that there is a Miss Camel beauty contest, but I'm not sure if that, you know, they need to be more a little more open-minded.
What about
for
if
the...
there's a male camel that identifies as female?
By the way, these camels, their lips, maybe these are Botox ones, they do look like the Botox lips of humans. They're very similar.
Yeah.
So I could see the similarity between a camel with Botox lips and humans with Botox lips. If you go and look at these pictures, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I can see the similarities. They look very, very, very similar.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you looking at the Vice article on this, Danny?
It probably doesn't matter where we're looking at it. We're probably seeing the same pictures.
Yeah.
Probably only one guy out there, some correspondent for the AP who took all these pictures.
Well, it's funny that there's like a shot of like a couple of guys who look like they're like straight out of like some sort of Middle Eastern beer commercial where they're just like their jaws are dropped. Like, like they've just seen the hottest camel in the whole world.
Yeah. You might not understand it, but camels are a big part of their history and their culture. So, you know, that's not hard to understand why they'd be impressed by a camel with hot lips.
Nobody wants to see you hanging out with an ugly camel.
No, and you don't want to be seen riding one either. Yeah. That could just reflect poorly upon you and your family. You're going to, you know, less dowry, all that stuff is just going to hurt you.
It'd be very embarrassing if your family has an ugly camel.
Yep.
Okay.
You want to ride the hottest, sexiest camel you can find.
Sure. Always. Sure. If you can. Yeah. Okay. All right. What is the hashtag today?
TacoBot 2000.
TacoBot. Sure.
Are we up to the 4,000 model? I don't want to jump too far ahead.
But it has to be far enough ahead where people are like, oh, they've had other models and done their research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. In order to trick the public, we do need a higher
number. Eating the tacos and loving the tacos. Okay. They're the first tacos that are mostly mayonnaise.
They're literally handmade.
Mm-hmm.
They cook the ground beef in one hand and warm up the tortilla in the other.
So it's like a
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Taco Bot it is. Anything else? I see you have any reviews?
Yeah, we got some reviews.
Yeah. Danny, you okay on time?
Yeah, I'm good. I've got time for a review.
Okay.
Good. This review is 18 pages long.
18 pages. All right.
Okay. I love News AF 5 stars by Tarantulas.
Ooh. Buy tarantulas. Now, over my dead body, will I pay any money for a tarantula?
Even to stay at your house?
No.
Airbnb?
I'd rather rent it to an attractive camel than a tarantula.
Oh, well. Naturally.
Well, you wouldn't be renting it. You'd be trading it. A camel and a tarantula are show soul.
Could leave eggs all over the place. No way. I am not renting to a tarantula.
Okay. Well, here we go, Rob. Rob gives you headlines and Tyson starts the conversation. Mr. Skeeter brings it all back down to the hollow earth or to the galactic salt mines or the robotic apocalypse as he rides a unicorn of truth shirtless. If you are looking for weather or traffic, then open your eyes after you tune into News AF on your drive into work. They do it, guys. True Car Blue Apron, 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 True Car Blue Apron.
I think he just did our commercial for us.
Yeah. Thank you so much. To username Tarantulas. Okay. I got it. I was confused. Okay. Great job once again. What a great News AF. Of course, you can send us your stories when you are part of the Group AF Facebook group. I believe you go to facebook.com/groups/group_AF if you want to be a part of the madness there. I'm sorry, there's no underscore. It's just groups/group AF, and then you can join us there. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who puts this all together. You can follow Tyson on social media, but he's not an influencer. At Tyson Apostle.
Not an influencer.
Danny, are you an influencer?
I don't even know the password to Twitter anymore, so I've been logged off.
That's what happened to Rupert.
I don't know if I want to go through the painful process of figuring out what my password is. Same with Facebook. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Okay.
Hmm.
Spoken like a true Gen Xer.
So not an influencer, yes. By the way.
Okay.
Not even at logged all. In.
All right. That is Danny Bryson. I'm at Rob Sisternino. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hit it, guys.